Please come to office.
That could take some time.
Okay. Senate, please come to order. Will members please note their presence by vote?
The secretary will take the roll.
The roll shows 15 senators present.
Mr. President, I move an unanimous consent that Senators Sackett, Ray, Holman, Mulcahy be excused on official state business. They're still up in the finance committee.
Will the Senate please rise for prayer? Father James Mansky, Cathedral of the Trinity.
Let us pray. Almighty God, yesterday we asked your help that we would know true humility. Today, we ask that we would agree with you that the greatest of all the virtues is charity, love. The great Saint Paul said, "If we have faith that would move mountains, but have no love, we are nothing. We may give to others all we possess, or even sacrifice our lives for a noble cause. But if we do this without love as our motive, we gain nothing." Today, may we recall St. Paul's ageless words about love. Love is patient, is kind, envies no one, is never boastful, nor conceited, nor rude, never selfish, nor quick to take offense. Love keeps no score of wrong, does not gloat over another's mistake, but delights in the truth. Love will never come to an end. There are three things that last forever: faith, hope, and love. But the greatest of these is love. Today, O God, we ask your help that we will try to include that greatest virtue in our deliberations as we legislate for our people. This we humbly pray. Amen.
Will the secretary please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the journal for the 93rd legislative day and Senate Supplement number 18.
Senator Clement.
Mr. President, I move an unanimous consent that the journal for the 93rd legislative day and Senate Supplement number 18 be approved to certify.
Without objection, the journal is certified. This brings us down to introduction of guest Senator Couture.
Mr. President, gives me a great deal of pleasure today to introduce a gentleman distinguished to last from City Councilman Valdez, sitting next to the former Commissioner of Labor, Lou Dishner, who's our chair.
Senator Ray.
Mr. President, in the gallery on this side is a constituent, I believe, of Senator Nealon, and if you would allow me to introduce her. She's an old but she's a longtime friend of mine. She's been an inspiration to me for some years now. And if you will permit me, Mrs. Grace Heath, 72, going on 27.
Further introductions. Brings us to messages from the governor. Messages from the other house? Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move that the Senate rescind its action in receding from the amendments to House Bill 44, namely Senate Committee Substitute to House Bill 44. Mr. President, a brief explanation of what occurred. The parliamentary activity that occurred on this bill when the Senate concurred with the House amendments negated the Senate amendments to that measure. Although the House did rescind its action and adopt our amendments, we had taken a negative action here, and there's a constitutional problem with that. So therefore, it requires us to rescind our action in withdrawing our amendment to that bill, and I request the body to vote yes to the rescinding action.
Kind of like it's the way we left.
Here, the Senate backing down the House again. The question is, shall the Senate rescind its action in concurring with the House version of House Bill 44? Is that correct?
No, Mr. President.
I haven't got this yet.
I believe Madam Secretary, please.
Oh, okay. I got it. She even wrote it out for me. Shall the Senate rescind its previous action in receiving from its amendment to House Bill 44? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 14 yeas, 2 nays.
And so the Senate has rescinded its previous action and Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 44 passed the Senate.
That's the only message from the House today.
Mr. President, we stand, please.
Are you sure?
Are there any communications?
We have no communications.
Reports of standing committees?
The State Affairs Committee considered Senate Joint Resolution Number 32, expressing concern over the reported persecution of members of the Baha'i religious community in Iran, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass, signed Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler, Kelly, Bradley. There is no further referral of SJR 32.
Rules.
The State Affairs Committee considered sponsor substitute for House Bill Number 30, Commercial Fishing and Agriculture Bank, and a majority of the committee recommends that it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute and reports it back as follows. Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, and Senators Rohde, Kelly, and Ziegler signed do pass. Senator Bradley signed no recommendation. HB 30 has a further referral to finance. The finance committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 107, Supplemental Appropriation for the Payment of Miscellaneous Claims, and the committee recommends that it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute and do pass with a letter of intent. Signed, Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Hackney, Bennett, and Dankworth. 107 has no further referral.
Rule.
The Finance Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 260, amended, Participation of Legislators in State Retirement System, and the committee recommends that it be replaced with the Senate committee substitute with a new title and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Holman, Vice Chairman, concurring Senators Hackney, Dankworth, and Sumner. Senator Bennett signed no recommendation. 260 has no further referral.
Rule.
The Finance Committee considered committee substitute for House Bill Number 307, making transfers between appropriations made for the fiscal year ending June 30, 1979 to the Department of Natural Resources and recommends that it be replaced with a Senate committee substitute with a new title, do pass, and a letter of intent. Signed, Senator Holman, Vice Chairman, concurring Senators Hackney, Bennett, Sackett, and Dankworth. 307 has no further referral.
Rule.
Those are the standing committee reports today.
Are there any special committees?
There is a conference committee report dated April 16. Dear Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, the conference committee, which and pre-conference committee, which have had House Bill 377 making FY79 transfers of appropriation items for the Department of Labor and Senate committee substitute for House Bill 377 making transfers of appropriation items for the Department of Labor for the fiscal year ending June 30, 1979 under consideration recommends that House Bill number 377, Conference Committee, be adopted. Signed, pre-conference members in the Senate, Senator Holman, Chairman, Senator Fahrenkamp, Senator Dankworth. Conference members in the House, Representative Smith, Chairman, Representative McKinnon, Representative Montgomery. It's the House bill.
Senator Holman, Fahrenkamp, and Dankworth, and Representative Smith, McKinnon, and Montgomery, and what we did was accept the House version. In essence.
Mr. President, I move the national unanimous consent that the body accept the free conference committee report to House Bill 377.
Senator Ray, do you have objection? I don't know what it is.
Betty?
Senator Fahrenkamp?
Mr. President, in our deliberations, we had decided to eliminate a sum of, I think it was $32,000. In Finance Committee, and it was felt advisable in the pre-conference committee that that sum be put back into the bill.
Mr. President.
Senator Ziegler.
Unanimous consent request is out of order, I think. I think we have to take a vote on it.
I intend to have a vote, sir. Senator Holman.
We have 3 minutes.
For us, the pre-conference committee on House Bill 377. The question has been called. The question is, shall the pre-conference committee report on House Bill 377 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
Effectively.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 absent.
And so the free conference committee report on House Bill 377 has been adopted. Senator
Coletta? Mr. President, I move a national unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the adoption of free conference committee report for House Bill 377 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date has been adopted. Senator Fahrenkamp?
Mr. President, may we revert to the introduction again?
Without objection, the Senate reverts to the introduction again.
I have noticed a friend of mine in the gallery behind me. Yeah. I'll look around, I thought it was just gone. Ted Lane, who is a city councilman for the city of Fairbanks. Very happy to see him.
This brings us down to the introduction of resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 32 by the Commerce Committee by request relating to fundamental changes in the personal injury liability insurance system.
Health, Education, and Social Services.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number.
Mr. President.
Senator Bradley.
Do we have a referral to Commerce? Commerce first on that.
All right.
Mr. President, I'd be very happy to waive referral on the HES Committee. I think that properly belongs in Commerce.
Very good. Commerce.
Thank you, sir.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 33 by the Rules Committee by request for the Joint Interim Committee on Gas Pipeline Financing. relating to a continued study of a direct investment by the state in the Alaska Natural Gas Pipeline Project.
Resources. Senate Concurrent Resolution 33, Resources, Finance.
Senate Joint Resolution Number 34 by Senator Curtula, relating to the disposal of nuclear waste material in Alaska.
Health, Education, and Social Services, Judiciary.
Those are the resolutions today.
Introduction of first reading of bill.
Senate Bill Number 269 by Senator Curtula, an act prohibiting the disposal of nuclear waste material.
Health, Education, Social Services, Judiciary.
Those are the bills today.
This brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent to sponsor a substitute for Senate Bill 1 be held on the Secretary's desk for an indefinite period of time.
Are there objections? Hearing one, none, Senate.
I have
Mr. President, I've consulted with the sponsor and he's aware of the action.
Objection removed. The bill will be held on the clerk's desk.
Senate Bill Number 250 by the Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, an act continuing the existence of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board and providing for an effective date. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass, signed Senator Hackney, Chairman, concurring Senator Sturgiolowski and Senator Mulcahy, no, Senator Fahrenkamp. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass, signed Senator Sackett, Chairman, concurring Senators Holman, Ray, Hackney, Bennett, Dankworth, and Sumner. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
As President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and Senate Bill 250 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed for final passage.
Senate Bill Number 250, an act continuing the existence of the Alcoholic Beverage Control Board and providing for an effective date.
Question.
Question has been called for. The question is, shall Senate Bill 250 pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas, one absent.
So Senate Bill 250 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Bill 250 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Without objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 145, an act relating to implementation of the Alaska Coastal Management Program, was returned to the Rules Committee and it is now in second reading on reconsideration.
Anybody call the question?
There are no amendments.
Senator Glass.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that committee substitute for Senate Bill 145 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed for final passage.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 145, an act relating to implementation of the Alaska Coastal Management Program, on reconsideration.
Question.
Question. Senator Dankworth.
No speech, Mr. President. I've already made it on this bill and yet one's like it, but I just again want to point out that I'll never perpetuate this type of federal intervention in Alaska matters by voting for something like this. I think the whole program, without getting into speech, is leading this state into a very dangerous situation, and one that we can very well afford to do ourselves. We don't need the federal government's money to do this.
Mr.
Senator Sturgill.
Just very briefly, because I do think this is important. The committee substitute for 145 that you have before you is a housekeeping bill. It's intended to make improvements in the Coastal Management Act of 1977. What it does is to allow for additional time, really, for local governments to develop their plans. It's very important to them. I can go into a whole rash of supporting evidence, but this does help the local communities do the job, and many of them, of course, are interested in it. It does give them some local control over what happens in their areas, and I would strongly support your support of this bill, or urge your support.
Mr. President. Well, Senator Churchill.
I have to be reluctant to me support the good senator's position that says that we have to provide for this extension. We found, for instance, in our area, unless we get time to do the study, that they'll go all the way up, perhaps to the proposed Susitna Dam site with this coastal zone program, unless the local government gets into it. It has to do it. It didn't realize its responsibilities, or it hasn't performed them adequately. They need the extension.
Question has been called for. The question is, your committee substitute for Senate Bill 145 pass the Senate members make this vote? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
Fifteen yeas, five nays.
Subcommittee substitute for Senate Bill number 145 has passed the Senate.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 32 by the Finance Committee, an act making special appropriations to the Power Project Revolving Fund of the Alaska Power Authority and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the Senate Committee substitute and do pass, signed Senator Sumner, Chairman, concurring Senators Fahrenkamp, Kurtula, and Meehlin. The Finance Committee considered this bill and reports it back as follows. Senator Holman, Chairman, and Senators Hackney, Bennett, and Dankworth signed do pass. Senator Ray signed no recommendation. There is a committee substitute.
Senator Sackett.
President, I move
the Senate to adopt the Finance Committee. Are there objections? Hearing none, the Finance Committee substitute is adopted.
Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill number 32. By the Resources Committee, an act making special appropriations to the Power Project Revolving Fund of the Alaska Power Authority and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and the Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 32 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and placed for final passage.
Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill number 32, an act making special appropriations to the Power Project Revolving Fund of the Alaska Power Authority and providing for an effective date.
Question. The question has been called for. The question is, shall Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill number 32 pass the Senate members may proceed to vote? Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 20 yeas.
And so, Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 32 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Committee substitute for Committee substitute for House Bill 32 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
No objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
House Bill number 195 amended by Representatives Anderson, Fuller, Hurlburt, Martin, Miller, Munson, Osterbach, Parr, and Schaefer. An act providing for an advisory committee on judicial sentencing practices and providing for an effective date. The State Affairs Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, concurring Senators Rohde, Kelly, Bradley, and Ziegler. The Finance Committee considered this bill and reports it back with an amendment as follows. Senator Sackett, Chairman, and Senators Holman and Ray signed due pass. Senators Hackney, Bennett, Dankworth, and Sumner signed no recommendation. There is an amendment number one by the Finance Committee. In each instance it appears, delete the wording Advisory Committee on Judicial Sentencing Practices and insert Advisory Committee on Minority Judicial Sentencing Practices.
Senator Sackett.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Clarke.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and House Bill 195 amended Senate be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading and placed for final passage.
House Bill number 195 amended Senate, an act providing for an advisory committee on minority judicial sentencing practices and providing for an effective date.
Question.
The question has been called for. The question is, shall House Bill 195, as amended by the Senate, pass the Senate? The members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 absent.
And so, House Bill 185 is amended by the Senate, passed the Senate. Senator Clarke.
President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of House Bill 195 amended Senate be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
We stand at ease for a moment.
House Bill number 196 by Representatives Anderson, Fuller, Hurlburt, Martin, Miller, Munson, Osterbach, Parr, and Schaefer, an act making a special appropriation to the Judicial Council and providing for an effective date. The Judiciary Committee considered this bill and a majority of the committee recommends due pass. Signed, Senator Ziegler, Chairman, concurring Senator Meland and Senator Bennett. Senators Dankworth and Ray signed no recommendation. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute and due pass. Signed, Senator Holman, Vice Chairman, concurring Senator Sumner, Dankworth, Bennett, Hackney, and Ray. The Rules Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with SCS HB 196 rules with the same title and reports it back as follows. Senator Coletta, Chairman, and Senators Holman and Sumner signed due pass. Senators Tillian and Ziegler signed to calendar. There are two committee substitutes.
Senator Sackett.
Mr. President, I move for adoption of the Rules Committee substitute. Mr. President, objection.
Hearing none, the Rules Committee substitute is adopted.
Senate Committee substitute for House Bill number 196 rules by the Rules Committee, an act making a special appropriation to the Judicial Council and providing for an effective date. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and Senate Committee substitute for House Bill 196 rules be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed for final passage.
Senate Committee substitute for House Bill number 196 rules, an act making a special appropriation to the Judicial Council and providing for an effective date.
Question.
Has been called for. The question is, shall Senate Committee substitute House Bill 196? Ask the Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote?
I'll take
Senator Dankworth. Secretary will take the vote.
Roll shows 16 yeas, 3 nays.
And so Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 196 has passed the Senate. Senator Blatter.
Mr. President, I move an ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Committee Substitute for House Bill 196 rules be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
There no objection. The effective date clause is adopted.
Committee substitute for second sponsor substitute for House Bill number 31, amended Senate, an act creating the Delta Junction Bison Range area, is in third reading.
Question.
Senator Sumner.
Mr. President, we need about a minute at ease. There's an amendment to be passed off.
We'll move back to second.
Senator, please come back to order, Madam Secretary.
Senator Sumner.
Senator Sumner, you have the floor.
I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that we go back or revert to second reading for the purposes of the specific amendment.
Amendment number 2 by Senator Sumner. Page 4, line 25, add the following new language. Section 3, I believe this has been distributed.
Other objections to returning to second reading? Hearing none, the bill is in second reading. The amendment has already been read.
Question.
Senator Sumner.
Mr. President,
move it. Thank you.
I'd like to take some guidance from Senator Sackett, but someone has suggested that there might be some duplication in the amendment, and for the purposes of discussion at least, that the words on the bottom line, starting with the word within, delete the rest of that sentence, and that might make it read a little clearer. Is it possible to offer that as an amendment to the amendment from the floor?
I see no reason not to, but
I'd
move the amendment first.
Move the amendment, Mr. President.
I so
move.
Now your amendment to the amendment.
And I'd move as an amendment to the amendment that we strike the last sentence after the word law.
Within 3 years after the effective date of this act.
Yes.
Ask unanimous consent.
Unanimous consent.
Hear no objection. The amendment to the amendment is adopted. This brings us to the main amendment. Do you ask unanimous consent?
I do.
Are there objections? Hearing none, amendment number 1 as amended is adopted.
It's number 2.
Oh, amendment number 2.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta.
President, I move unanimous consent that committee substitute for second sponsor substitute for House Bill 31 amended Senate be considered engrossed, advance third reading, and place for final passage. Question.
Committee substitute for second sponsor substitute for House Bill number 31 amended Senate, an act creating the Delta Junction Bison Range area.
Question.
The question has been called for. The question is, shall committee substitute for second sponsor substitute for House Bill number 31 pass in the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change?
Senator Curtula.
Senator Curtula.
Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 14 yeas, 5 nays.
Senator
And so committee substitute for second sponsor substitute for House Bill number 31 as amended by the Senate has passed the Senate. That brings us to the bottom of today's calendar. Down to unfinished business. Senator Ferguson.
Mr. President, I move that the unanimous consent to reconsideration of the substitute for House Bill number 394 be taken up at this time.
That brings before us. Senator Ferguson, you have the floor.
Mr. President, I've asked the unanimous consent to this bill to be held over until Tuesday's calendar.
Are there any objections? No objections. Unanimous consent was asked. House Bill 394 will be brought up again on Tuesday's calendar. We have a pre-conference committee report on.
No, I don't have it. Mr. President, I'd move and ask unanimous consent we revert to reports of special committees.
Without objection, the Senate refers to reports of special committees. Madam Secretary.
Pre-conference committee report, April 18, 1979. Mr. President, Mr. Speaker, the pre-conference committee, which has had House Bill number 157 and House Bill 157 amended Senate, making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Revenue Treasury Management under consideration, recommends that House Bill number 157, amended Senate, be adopted. Signed, Senate Member Senator Holman, Chairman, Senator Ray, Senator Bennett, House Members, Representative Freeman, Chairman, Representative Rogers, Representative Hayes.
Senator Holman.
Mr. President, the motion has been made to adopt the free conference committee.
Yes,
sir. Basically, what has happened is the.
We haven't made the motion.
I would so move.
Senator Holman, you have the floor.
Mr. President, what the Senate did when in Senate Finance, we looked at HB 157, which sought to appropriate $54,000 general fund money to the Department of Revenue and Treasury Management. We reduced that to $17,000. The $17,000 we thought legitimate since it involved the charges by the Bank of America for the safekeeping of the securities in the permanent fund. The department had also requested additional monies to do an audit of the permanent fund account. They thought that it would take $18,000 to hire a private audit firm to do that. We suggested that could be done with the professionals we have in the legislative audit division within their budget allocation. So we reduced that. We defunded other projects. They wanted to do some further study of the permanent fund use, which we thought was not appropriate. The House was concerned that the permanent fund should be audited. We provided for those expenses in the FY80 budget. The House is convinced that can be done in the budget, so we decided to accept our form of bill. Unanimous consent. Question.
The question is, shall the pre-conference committee report on House Bill 157 amended by the Senate be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 19 yeas, 1 absent.
And so the pre-conference committee report on House Bill 157, amended by the Senate, has been adopted. Senator Flood.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of the Free Conference Committee Report to House Bill 157, amended Senate, be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Okay, no objection, the effective date clause is adopted. Is there anything further under unfinished business? Special audit. Does any member have anything on the special audit? Are there any announcements of committee meeting? Senator Sackett.
Finance tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
Senator Sumner.
Resources today at 1:30 in Buckovich Room, taking up House Bill 290, SJR 6, SCR 31. SCR 31 deals with annulling the regulations adopted by the Department of Natural Resources pertaining to land classification, and House Bill 359 relating to salmon enhancement.
Senator Mulcahy.
Mr. President, State Affairs will be meeting this afternoon at 3:30 in the Belch Room. We'll be taking action on House Bill number 12, an act relating to northern technology and providing for an effective date. I think we just take a few minutes because we had a lot of consideration on it.
Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, I'd like to give everybody a little advance notice of the Republican luncheon, regular place and time. Tomorrow, Silas Kitchen, 12 noon. The speaker will be the governor, who will speak on Alaska business, of which he's thought to be an expert by a few.
Senator Holmes.
Mr. President, a brief report on last night's encounter, the basketball contest between the legislative branch and the executive branch. The first quarter saw the executive branch in the lead. I think the margin was in double figures, 10, 12, 14 points, something like that. Looked bad for the legislative team. They fielded a team that was composed mostly of lawyers from the Department of Law. They had their center, I think, was about 6'7" or 8", good height. They were fast breakers and good shots. We closed that gap. We were still 3 or 4 points behind at halftime. I think we tied them at the third quarter end, but the game was really played in the last 7 seconds of the game. At 7 seconds, the score was tied at 82-82. We had possession of the ball. We called the timeout. Took our big man, Faith Putnam of Senator Brody's staff, out of the game and substituted in his place a shorter man to give us a ball control team so that we could take the last shot and score the winning basket, win by a margin of 2. But that plan went awry. The short man that we sent in for control promptly passed the ball to one of the opposing players. The big 6'7" center got the ball in a fast break, went up for the shot, and was challenged by Paige Bob, who fouled him. Big Pete goes to the foul line to shoot the two shots that he's entitled to. He didn't score, so he had two shots coming. He missed the first one. The second one he made. We had 2 seconds remaining at that point, and we were again in control of the ball. We called another timeout, decided that the only hope we had was to get the ball in and take one desperate long shot, which John Sun of Ketchikan and Senator Ziegler's hometown, of course, but Terry Gardner's staff took at half court. The ball was in the air as the final buzzer sounded. It ripped the net off the rim just about, and it put us into the lead. The final score being 83-84. We've maintained our unbeaten record.
Almost as good as listening good on the radio. Senator Riley.
President of the Republican Caucus upon the chair.
Senator Sumner.
Mr. President, and as much as SCR 33, be in good hands in finance. I waive referral to resources.
Very good, sir. That will be a single referral to finance. I think we're going to be in good hands. Senator Collins.
Mr. President, I move an ask unanimous consent to send it adjourned until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.